Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today I am super stoked to invite to the show Dov Barron. Dov has been speaking internationally for over 30 years. He's the man with a finger on the pulse of the evolving world of next-gen leadership. Twice cited as one of Inc. magazine's top 100 leadership speakers to hire, Dov is a master storyteller who's had the honor of presenting for the World Business Conference in Tehran, as well as speaking for the State Department, the United Nations on leadership, and he is considered by many as the leading authority on authentic leadership and the founder of Full Monty Leadership and the Authentic Speaker Academy for Leaders. Outside of his speaking and training, Dov works with multidisciplinary leaders and executive teams to build the bonds that create organizational cultures that become fiercely loyal. Dov is a best-selling author of several books. His latest book is Fiercely Loyal, How High-Performing Companies Develop and Retain Top Talent. He is the host of the national U.S. TV show Pursuing Deep Greatness with Dov Barron on Roku TV and the host of the number one podcast for Fortune 500 listeners globally, Dov Barron's Leadership and Loyalty Show on iTunes. He also writes for and has been featured in many industry magazines, including being featured on CNN, CBS Small Business Pulse, SHRM, Yahoo Finance, Boston Globe, Business in Vancouver, USA Today, CEO, Entrepreneur, and today on the Men on Purpose podcast. Yay! Welcome to the show, Dov.
Thank you. Good to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm looking forward to serving you and your audience.
Super stoked that you're here, Dov. So I believe men on purpose have a calling. So I want to start with how you became called to step into the role that you play today and what the experience of that calling was. And so feel free to go back in time, maybe all the way back to your childhood, to let us know, you know, where was the seed of the Dov that you are today that keeps calling you forward into greater and greater expressions of your leadership and your purpose?
Thank you for asking. You know, I've often said from the stage that I knew my purpose, and then I say, I think I knew my purpose when I was about 7 years old. And what I mean by that is that my father was a silhouette at the end of the doorway, walking out of the door, and I called his name, and he came back and turned around to me, crouched down, patted me on the head, and said, I'm going, you're the man of the house now. And it wasn't truly my purpose, but it was a responsibility and a feeling like I was supposed to take care of my siblings and my mother and become her confidant. And that was false purpose. And I think that very often we have false purposes that are given to us by situations. What really happened was, you know, I went off and did all kinds of things, and there's a huge amount of stories in there, including, but when I was 10 years old, the catalyst for me becoming a speaker was when I walked into the living room and found my mom crying, and I didn't know why. And I said, why are you crying, Mom? And she was brushing her glasses upwards and wiping her tears, and she pointed at the TV set and said, he's dead. I look at the TV screen, there's not a pop star, not a movie star, nobody that I know. And then I hear, I have a dream. And Martin Luther King had just been shot, and I was 10 years old, and I was really moved by how this man, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, let's put this in context to 50 years ago, how this black man on the other side of the world, because remember, I'm a kid living in Northern England in a ghetto, how this black man on the other side of the world is impacting a Jewish white woman was, you know, to me, it was like, wow, it was mind blowing. And I think that that was the seeds of me becoming a speaker and making a difference and being committed to impact. But it wasn't until 1990 when I'd already had massive success. I was speaking all over Australia, I'd spoken in the US and Canada and all over, I was on TV, radio, newspapers, etc. And then I was, in those days, I was an adrenaline junkie. And I did all kinds of stupid stuff on a regular basis to test my reality. And I fell 120 feet, 12 stories, while free climbing. So you know, in case you don't know what free climbing is, it's climbing for the moderately insane. You have no ropes. You have none of those things. And it's for the definitely insane if you do it without the ropes and any of those things and do it soaking wet, which is what I did. And I fell and got smashed to pieces. I actually landed on my face.
Ooh.
So as I like to say, I fell 120 feet from a self-imposed pedestal and landed on my ego and got smashed to pieces. And if you'd have asked me the day before, a minute before, is my life on purpose? I would have said yes. But it was actually as a result of being smashed and broken that I had to actually look at that over the next 9 months at what was my real purpose. And, you know, I say that quite flippantly, but the truth is it was very dark. It was very depressing and multiple, many, many, many reconstructive and very painful reconstructive surgeries. But about that work that I put in there to really discover my purpose led me to about 5 years later, I was conducting a multi-day seminar. At the end of it, people are very kind and very gracious and they stand and they thank me. And this is wonderful. But I know that I have the Wonder Woman shields. It's like, ka-ch, ka-ch. You know, you want to give me a compliment? Ka-ch. You know, I can knock those away. So the way to get past that is when somebody says, thank you, I always say, could you tell me specifically for what?
Mm.
And so this lady took pause and she said, for my grandchildren. And she clearly did not look old enough to be a grandma. And I said, you don't look old enough to be a grandma. And she said, I'm not. And I was like, okay, now I'm confused. And she says, that's my daughter over there. She took this training with me. And I said, uh-huh. And she goes, as a result of what I've learned from you about finding my life purpose, it's changed the quality of my relationship with my daughter and it will change the relationship with my grandchildren. And a tear rolled out of my eye and I got really choked up and I thanked her. But it was in that moment that I realized how you know you're on purpose is when you're impacting the lives of people who will never know your name and whose name you may never know. And that right there for me, that was it.
Mm, beautiful. So Dov, I want to dive in right now to courage and the courage for you to actually accept, like really accept, fully accept, deeply accept, and even ask for that kind of feedback to the point that you really got it at a core level, the value of who you are and who you're being and being on purpose in the world. So can you talk a little bit about your own courage, you know, beyond the courage to climb free, right? The free climbing courage, there's the crazy courage, right? But then there's the real courage to fully be vulnerable and let yourself really be seen and really see yourself and how you're functioning in the world in a positive way. Talk about finding your courage and continuing to exercise it. Like, what can you offer our listeners that will inspire them to exercise their own courage in this way?
It's a great question. Thank you for asking. And I want to start by having everybody get context. Because when it comes to courage, most of us are out of context. Now, let me explain that. You see, we see somebody do something and we go, wow, you're so courageous. Horseshit. Absolute horseshit. See, let me explain it to you. If you say to me, Dov, I want you to clean up your desktop, like my computer desktop, that would take immense courage. My desktop is a shit show. My wife looks at it and she goes, oh my God, I don't know how you even do it. But I'm a visual creative and I can see stuff and it works for me. But it would take courage for me to try and organize it and do all that. It doesn't take courage for me to stand on a stage and speak to 10,000 people. It doesn't take courage for me to walk into a room and take command of that room and do what I need to do to take people to their purpose, to the core of who they are at the deepest possible level. It doesn't actually take courage for me. You see, what I'm trying to have you understand is the context of courage is this, is that courage is subjective. Now, let's just go back in time. I'm very blessed, man. I'm married to the woman of my dreams. I've been married for 20 years. And she's an amazing woman. But it used to take me enormous courage to cross a room and ask a girl to dance. It took enormous. I'm still naturally a very shy person. So courage is subjective. Do not allow anybody else to determine your courage. Maybe courage for you is writing that fucking email. Maybe courage for you is asking for something that you really want. Maybe courage for you is starting something that seems so easy. And your friends and your associates might say, oh, well, this is really easy. You can do this. No, you got to check if it's courageous. And then if it takes courage, then you've got to find something that motivates that courage, because the fear is going to be there. That's inevitable. You've got to find something bigger that will allow you to climb over the fear. You've got to find a why, a purpose about doing it that is bigger than you or bigger than the crap in your head that's telling you you can't do it. So that is my clear distinction to you is, number one, recognize the context of courage is subjective. What you think is easy, someone else will think is terrifying, and vice versa. So respect and honor that in yourself. And so there are things I'm doing that you might look at as courageous. It wasn't courageous for me to climb, free climb. It was something that was quite easy for me. I did it because I was addicted to adrenaline. I haven't done those things in many, many, many years. I don't have that desire anymore. There are other things that are terrifying to me that I do. I make myself do them because I'm terrified.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you are a longtime leader, Dov, and you've created an immense amount of both content and offerings into the world. And I want to talk about how you come to clarity about what it is that you actually do want to say yes to, about, you know, because we are living in a world where we have multitudes of opportunities to solve, you know, infinite number of problems. And, you know, what is it, what's your kind of internal process around coming to some level of clarity so that you can then choose to invest your life force, your energy, and build up the courage and use the courage to make that happen, to create that in the world? Can you talk a little bit about coming to clarity?
Yeah, it's a great question, especially for somebody like me, because I'm a high creative. So my natural state is I'm a high creative, high intellect, high stimulus human being, which means that I can go off in about 50 different directions in 3 days. And I have to rein myself in constantly. And so I get it. If you're on the other end of this going, oh my God, I don't know what to pick. I get it. You know, I'm an artist first. I'm a creator first. However, there's only one way for me to know, and that is this aligned with my purpose? Mm-hmm. And so here's the first step. I mean, it's aligned with the name of your show. It's about what your show is about, which is about purpose. And the truth of the matter is, and I'm going to be very blunt here, most people haven't got a freaking clue what their purpose is. Even the people I say, well, what's your purpose? They don't know. Because here's the thing, most people think their passion is their purpose. Your passion and your purpose are vastly different things. You're what you get. You do something, you get this great feeling out of it, you know, but your purpose is what you give.
So let's say that again. Yeah.
Passion is what you get.
Yeah.
So it's about me. I get this, aren't I? I'm very passionate about this because when I did this, they all gave me a big round of applause. And wasn't it wonderful? Well, I'm very passionate about this. Okay, great. But your purpose is about what you give. Now, I'm going to tell you something from my courses. I want you to get this. This is a $10,000 moment here, so grab it. And that's this. Your purpose does not exist in your passion. It exists in your pain. And as long as you refuse to look at your pain, you will never be on purpose. Because your ultimate purpose is to help heal people with the very thing you need to be healed. In yourself. Now you might be going, this guy's a leadership guy. This guy deals with high level executives and he's talking about shit like looking at your wounds. Yes. Yes. I'm not talking about some woo woo nonsense here. I'm not talking about getting the crystals out and shoving one up your butt and ohming, because listen, you can't ohm your way out of these problems. I promise you that. You cannot ohm your way out of these problems. You have to do some real work and take a look at yourself and say, listen, what is the crap I'm still carrying around? And how do I play that out so that I'm the victim, I'm the martyr, I'm the hero in the world? And you know what? I need to stop doing it. I need to look at that and come to terms with that. And then realize how that translates into my business. Mm. Because if you, you know, most people, if you look at it, like you, you know, you talked about, I work with these high level leaders from around the world in a variety, like they're entertainers, they're sports people, they're entrepreneurs, they're business people, they're CEOs, you know, they're doctors, they're podcasters, they're all kinds of things. But here's the thing I know, that when you've got whatever it is you went after and the shine has worn off, you're going to go, oh, that wasn't it. What is it? And you got to look inside, because outside you're not going to find it. So the only way that I can come to clarity in my own life, and this is for me and it may not be for you, but for me, is this aligned with my purpose? Is it true to my purpose? Not can I tweak it and make it sound like it's in my purpose, but is it actually, if I only get to do this for the rest of my life so that I can feel aligned with my purpose, am I going to do it? Yep. No. Yeah, it would be fun. Great. But is it aligned with your purpose? No. So it's probably going to drag you off track, and it's, you've probably got SOS, shiny object syndrome.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. We have to take a break. It's so fast. It goes so fast. But I do want to let everyone know where you're going to be able to find Dov before we go to the break. You find him at FullMontyLeadership.com, and there you can discover his books, his speaking opportunities that he offers, his workshops, and all the other wonderful things that he's doing in the world. And so please go to FullMontyLeadership.com. And I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world and just recently found out that we are in the iTunes top 200. Yay. So I also want to shout out this week to our listeners in Vancouver, Canada. So thank you, Vancouver. Yeah. Thank you, Vancouver, for dialing in, downloading, and rating and reviewing. We really appreciate you. And we will be right back in just a moment with Dov Farron.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com, or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
So, Dov, I really loved what you have been bringing to the table around the purpose being in your pain. And I would echo that that is true. And one of the reasons why this particular podcast actually precipitated was out of my own painful relationships with men. And it became clear to me that the work was really to begin looking for, elevating, celebrating, and spotlighting men on purpose, rather than spending my time, energy, and life force for in excess of 50 years on men who were abusive, addictive, or alienating. So thank you for just reinforcing that I'm on purpose here. And yes, I could definitely do this. I could keep doing this for a very long time. So I appreciate you bringing that to me and to the listeners. So I want to talk to you now, because I'm also super creative. I know that our listeners are super creative. I feel you talk about the next gen leadership. I actually talk about the creative age leaders, because I believe we're at the dawning of the creative age. So I love what you were saying earlier about creativity and having shiny object syndrome and lots of options and so forth. I'd love to have you talk just a little bit about, once you have become clear, right, that this is whatever this thing is that you're suddenly called to do is in alignment with your purpose. What's next in your creative process? Can you talk a little bit about your creative process and how you actually harness your power and your energy and your intent and your focus and begin to apply it in your creative process?
Again, great question. So I'm going to give you some of the work that I do with leaders in helping them to understand how to market themselves. So the first thing is, you know, you found this thing, I believe this is my purpose, but you have this idea that you're going to wave a purple amethyst crystal around and, you know, like, and people are going to I mean, there are people who are going to line up for that, but they've probably got $4 between them. So you're not going to probably make a living with that. And listen, you know, you can have whatever you've got going on about money. I don't believe me, I have plenty of shit going on about money. But the bottom line is you live in a money world and we need it as a medium of exchange. And it's a way that we share value with people. So you've got to be able to package what it is that you're offering. And so this is, again, there's another $10,000 moment I want you to get. And I really want you to get this because it's so valuable to you. Is if you're going to offer something to the world, you have to offer it in a way that's familiar, even if what you're offering is different. So you have to be different enough to stand out and have distinction. That's vitally important. But you have to wrap it in something that's familiar. So I'll give you a great example. I recently interviewed Mandar Apte, who does a lot of work with Google and with U.S. military and LAPD and works with around the world with different groups. Now, this guy is an Indian guy who teaches meditation. You go, oh, he's in India. I mean, I said this on my show. Yeah, come on. I'm going to be politically incorrect and go, you're an Indian, dude. You know, of course you meditate. And he goes, and I did that on purpose because I know that that's not true. He didn't meditate. It was not part of his world. He learned to meditate from a Texan white couple when he lived in there. And so, but he became passionate about meditation and now teaches meditation. He was at Shell and he taught it to 20,000 people at the Shell organization. But he got it in that he said, nobody wants meditation, but companies want innovation. So the wrapper is innovation. The chocolate inside the wrapper is meditation. So he sold it as an innovative mentality that feed the innovative mind and said, oh yeah, we want that. So whatever it is, you've got to find a way to deliver it in a way. And this is part of what I do with help people, deliver it in a way that they'll go, oh, okay, I get that. But what most of us want to do is we're so busy trying to be different, particularly those of us who are creative. This is going to be, nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. I know you've got a fabulous idea, but unless you can test it in the world, unless people actually give a flying poop, you actually have to decide, how do I get it to, so they will put their hand up and say, give me some of that. And they won't do that they won't do that if they don't know what it is and they can't, and they need you to educate them. Well, I'll explain it to them. They ain't listening. They got the attention span of a gnat. Less than a goldfish, right? It's just not happening. So forget educating them. That's not going to happen. So you've got to get them to know what it is or have a sense of what it is. And not only will they put it on and say, oh, I get that, but you cannot shame them. And this is where most, quote, spiritual, quote, new agey, and even psychological people who make offerings, they shame the person. You know, you're failing at this. Well, I ain't putting my hand up to say, yeah, I'm failing at that. Can you help me? I might do that privately in a conversation, but it sure as hell I'm not going to check a box on a website or tell you in front of other people. So part of your framing of how you deliver your gift and your purpose is wrap it in something that's familiar and make sure nobody's shamed, that they can put their hand up without feeling shamed.
I love that. I love the, especially the piece about feeling shamed, because I think that there's so much in the marketing world for sure where it's all about, you know, putting people's nose in the poop, so to speak, right? And to a certain extent, that will work for those people who are in the deepest amount of poop.
Yep.
It might be useful, but for long-term sustainability, I would totally agree with you that, you know, you definitely want to put things in the package. I had a mentor who said, you know, what's the welcome mat? Even though you might have a house full of offers to offer, what's the welcome mat that's going to bring in people? And for me, I like to see it as a bridge. Like, how do I build the bridge between what's possible and where they're at in a way that they're going to say, oh my God, not only do I want to cross this bridge, but I want to actually pay a toll to go over the bridge, right? Yeah.
Very well said. And the only thing I would add to it is, you must build the bridge from their side, not your side.
Exactly, exactly.
So most people try and build a bridge, but they're building it from their side. And when they find that they get to the other side of the bridge, it's nowhere near who they want it to be.
Exactly.
So you have to build a bridge starting where they are, not where you are.
Totally. All right. Well, we are almost out of time. Unfortunately, it's like so fast how quickly this goes. So I want to close by asking you, how do you celebrate when you've accomplished something really powerful that has contributed to you being aligned with and on purpose in your own life, in your own business? What do you do to celebrate, Dov?
That is a great question. And the answer is going to shock people. Not well enough. That's the answer. Not well enough. And what I want you to know is to this day, I've been doing this for 34 years. I've been in my process, actively in my process, as in seeking help for 41 years. So a long time. And, you know, I've been on my path actually for 53 years, but 41 years doing that. And I still don't celebrate well enough. Why? Because we live in a world that shames us for celebrating our success. Because it, listen, I want to address this because it's important, okay? When you screw up, screw up starts with an F. When you screw up, how many people do you tell? My guess is you tell everybody you know. Oh, you know, I made such a balls of this. I made a screw up. I did this, blah, 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 blah. You know, oh, and you know, and you wallow in that. But when you succeed, how many people do you tell? Oh, I just don't want to brag. Dude, you got to listen. The universe, your psyche, forget the metaphysical side of it. Your own psyche does not build a synaptic response unless you celebrate. So I'll give you an example. My brand new book is called One Red Thread. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's about purpose and how to find your purpose. It went bestseller. My assistant, one of my team came to me and she said, oh yeah, we went bestseller in three categories. I was like, great. That's fantastic, right? It was terrific. I went that evening, I go home. My wife says, any news today? I go, oh, yeah, One Red Thread went bestseller. She goes, really? And I said, yeah. She's, and then I moved to the next subject. And she said, hello. And I went, what? She goes, nothing. And I went, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I, not to her, but to myself, I stood up and I started acting it out. Now, this is the thing. You might feel like such a douchebag and you might feel like it's fake and it's all those things. But listen, your brain responds to it even if it's not real at first. It makes it real. So I stood up and I went, woo, 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 I'm a bestseller again. Woo, woo, woo. And I start doing all this, you know, dance of joy and I'm having this whole great time and all of it. And suddenly I start to feel it.
Yeah.
Not at first. At first, I'm faking it. No doubt about it. But then, like, oh, now I start to feel it. Yeah. Again, did it again. Knocked it out of the park. Another bestseller. Rocking. Fantastic. And every time I make a bestseller, guess what I'm doing? I'm having impact. And that's what I'm about. Purpose plus impact. Fantastic. Yes. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who bought. Thank you to everybody who reviewed. Thank you to everybody who supported me in this. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That is what we need to do a hell of a lot more, all of us.
And Dov, thank you to you for saying yes and taking the action to create the bestseller and to deliver it to the world. So thank you also for being on the Men on Purpose podcast. It's been delightful. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.